Well, hello guys, it's another Peroni night for me. Of course, the problem is, have I got enough Peronis left? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Now, I could go out and get some more just to be sure, but I have to do it before it gets too late. Oh, god damn these decisions. Anyway, take a look at this femme. Does she look natural to you? Take a look at those eyebrows. Christ, they've got to be an inch thick. And it must be hard holding her head up with that much makeup on her face. And they use the soft lens as well. But you see, with femmes, it's all about the persona. It's all about the fakeness. But this femme faces quite a number of years in jail. She was caught in the US for smuggling drugs in her suitcase. But you ever notice all these femmes are sort of brave and empowered until they get caught? Then they turn into victims very quickly. And here's the mugshot of what she really looks like. Yes, quite a difference, eh? Then it looks like she may have been crying at some point here too. Obviously, that's the first response for a femme. That's to get sympathy and say, oh, well, it's all been a misunderstanding. You can go. But apparently she met some property developers in Portugal. And they obviously offered her a free holiday. Well, nothing suspicious about that. People do that all the time. She flew, I guess, from UK to Cancun. Then flew on to Chicago, where her luggage was checked and found to have loads of cocaine in it. £3.5 million worth. Then the news item says she was forced to carry the stuff in her luggage because they offered her a free holiday. So hang about. She wasn't forced to carry it. She was just offered a free holiday if she did. In other words, it was her choice. Anyway, apparently she faces up to 60 years. Yeah, that's never going to happen. And her family just says, well, she's guilty of being naive. She's 28 years of age. Don't tell me she didn't know something wasn't quite right. I think she even said she thought she was carrying a big lump of money for them. Well, even that's illegal, isn't it? Because it's a femme, the media just wants you to go easy on this femme. But if it was a male, they'd say throw the book at him. And let's face it, over the years there have been enough stories of what they call human mules being used. So, come on. Now, I don't say she should get 60 years, but she should do quite a lot of jail time. Because she's not innocent, she knew something wasn't right. She just thought she'd get away with it. Even the news item is written in such a way so we would feel sorry for her. They wouldn't write the same way if it was a male, would they? The double standards is, well, fascinating. I'll put a link to the news item, guys. Hey, let me know what you think about it. You take it easy now. The Peroni store closes in 2.5 hours. I gotta make a decision. Do I? Don't I? Do I? Don't I?